This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress will establish an independent September 11th-style commission to look into the deadly insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol building January 6th of this year. Pelosi said the commission will investigate and report on the facts and causes related to the incident, which she called, quote, a domestic terrorist attack upon the United States Capitol complex. She also called the attack, quote, interference with the peaceful transfer of power. Pelosi said in a letter to Democratic colleagues that the House will also put forth supplemental spending to boost security at the Capitol complex. The United States has condemned the killing of 13 Turkish citizens by Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. The United States deplores the death of Turkish citizens in the Kurdistan region of Iraq. Those are the words of U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price in a statement late Sunday. He said the United States deplores the death of Turkish citizens in the region and stands with Turkey, a NATO ally, and extends its condolences to the families of the victims. Turkey's defense minister said earlier Sunday that the victims were kidnapped and killed by members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Turkey, the United States, and the European Union have designated the PKK as a terrorist group. Tens of thousands of people have died since it launched an armed insurgency in mainly Kurdish southeast Turkey. And the government of Guinea has confirmed a new Ebola outbreak in the southeast of the country near the border with Liberia. The area was ground zero of the 2014 Ebola outbreak in West Africa that killed more than 11,300 people. Guinea's information minister told VOA three people out of seven confirmed cases